Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Rachel.
This is her.
Hey, Rachel, how you doing? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer. Oh, we were just having a chat on the website.
Yeah, I was just I have no idea what something like this is gonna cost. I use the free app creation tool from AppGeyser, and I'm just like, okay, this is crappy. It didn't even work.
Right, that's exactly where we come in. So, in fact, let me pause the, it's Fed Powell speaking on the background. We had this FOMC meeting going on. Let me put that on a break. Give me one second. Okay,
Okay.
so Rachel, tell me about the idea. Tell me what you're trying to accomplish with this, and along with that, as an outcome, what I'll do is I'll give you at least some ballparks with the cost and the timeline. Just so you can wrap your head around it, right? So tell me about it. What kind of
Okay.
app are we looking at today?
So what I would like to do is I would like to have an app kind of like, I don't know if you're familiar with the planner apps like GoodNote, and I think
OneNote.
that's OneNote. Yeah, those types of things, right? And then also coloring pages. There's color book apps, right? Yep, and then you have like book readers, just like Kindle. So what I would like to do is I kind of would like to be able to incorporate an app that would do all of those things, but it would allow people to, download coloring pages, download planners, journal pages with overlays so that they could overlay stickers or, overlay their own things onto any of those things. So I kind of would like it to do the functionality, and then also, just be a reader too, just if they wanted to just download an ebook and read it. Potentially integrate like a chat GPT type of thing to where what is it? Speech to text, to where it would actually do, it would take all of that like ebook that they wanted to download, and then it would just speech to text read it back to them. So kind of something that would encompass all of those things in an app. My thought of it is that because there's so many people that make a lot of money selling digital downloads and digital stickers and things of that nature, that if I had, if there were an app that would allow people to download digital products and then store their own, basically they would have, I guess, three boxes. There would be like my ebook reader, my planner, my journal planner, and then my coloring craft scrapbook thing. So it would kind of encompass all of those things in one application. So it might have to do a lot of stuff. So I don't know if it's, I have no idea. I mean, I have an idea in my head, but I don't know what the cost would be, how complicated it would be. I mean, I could definitely, I worked at Microsoft for over 10 years, and I was a product designer. So I definitely know how to create design specs. Like I could create the screens and, wireframes and be like, this is similar to what I want.
What software do you work on? Are you familiar with Figma or InSketch? Sketch?
Yeah, no, I haven't used Figma at all. I mean, I'm old school, so I started product design back in the 90s, basically. So currently, I mean, I mainly use Photoshop, but that's more or less, I'm sure, that I would be able to quickly pick up on Figma. I've used it once, but I haven't really got into it because I've just been so busy with other projects.
Okay. So, So, Rachel, and this let me just confirm. So this is just at the idea of it right now, and you've not put anything together in writing or in documentation or in terms of any kind of wireframes for that matter. But you said that you can work on Photoshop, and you can supply some generic ideas to us to kind of give us some bone and shell idea on what you're looking for, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right, so Rachel, how we work is we are, let me in fact give you a better introduction of what Hoff & Mazur does. I think this is your first time speaking to us, and it looks like your first mobile application as well. So we build custom applications, right? And we strictly work for hire in the sense that you pay, you know, a fixed, it is going to be a fixed price project, right? So the 100% ownership of the project is going to belong to you. The app is going to belong to you. The source code is going to belong to you. And everything is built from scratch, right from discovery, whereby we discover your idea. We have a team of business analysts. We have a team of, we have our project managers. We have people from the development and the design team who come together and hold workshops to give your idea a shape and be able to scope it out in terms of, you know, what is going to be the target audience, how do you monetize it, whether what is going to be, what is the second phase of the application going to look like, and so on and so forth, right? So when we have all that information together and we have a clear roadmap on what we're trying to achieve with this application, then we get into the design phase whereby we design each of the screens of the applications. And before we do that, of course, we do the wireframing to you know, help put the structure of each of the screens together, and then, you know, once you approve the designs, once you give your feedback, we implement that, and you finally love the designs and you approve them, that's when we go towards the development, which is again divided into two phases, whereby, you know, we do the non-functional development first, which is called the alpha phase, and then we get into the beta phase or development, whereby we build the functional application before testing it and then going live on the app stores, that's the Android app store and the Apple app store as well. Now, how do you plan to monetize the application? I mean, are you looking to offer a freemium version whereby, you know, some features are open for all and, you know, someone could just sign up and start using the application, and then, you know, if they decide to move to a paid subscription, that's when they can pay a monthly fee to you to continue using, like, more features in the application. How do you plan to monetize and sustain the application financially?
Definitely. I want to have a free version for sure, which would be supported by ads, and then a subscription that would get rid of the ads and then maybe allow for, you know, like, more storage or more potential connection options, things of that nature. I would like to be able to have things that, I mean, I would love for the app to be able to be very easily integrated with downloadable files from, you know, Amazon or Etsy or other resources, and then also, you know, cloud storage. So I would assume that it could be definitely monetized by integration with, you know, other places, such as cloud storage places or places that offer, you know, downloadable
digital
books and things of that.
Right. So, Rachel, that's one thing we'd have to further look into, whether, you know, Amazon and Etsy, when you talk about third-party platforms, the first thing we have to check is whether they offer such an integration at their end or not, right? Because a lot of these platforms are closed-ended in the sense that you cannot access their back-end servers for, of course, for security reasons, and then they just don't want you to access the back-end resources that they have. And if they offer an API that can be, you know, kind of plugged into your application to make that syncing possible, we will do it. But I'm almost sure, about 90% sure, that you cannot make a direct integration to Kindle, or you cannot make a direct integration to Etsy to, you know, to get downloads pull into your. So how this is going to work is that when someone, you know, purchases a digital file online, let's say an ebook, then they, you know, they download that on their phone, like a PDF or whatever version they'd like to keep it on their phone on. And then, you know, when they have to bring it to your application, they can simply upload it from their cloud storage or their phone storage natively within your application. So that
right. I just want to make that process as easy as possible.
Yeah, easy as
possible. For somebody. So it's
technically viable as well, right? So this is probably the best way to do it with the fewest clicks. And then, you know, it's going to work natively, so you won't have to depend upon any kind of third-party integrations. And if in any time in the future or when we research this and we find out that an integration with Amazon Kindle is possible in that way, we will definitely do that for you as well.
Yeah, that's not as big of a deal to me as just, you know, just to where it's you download a PDF file and you upload the PDF file and it's just, and then it's already in, you know what I mean? It's super easy to upload into the app because that's where I feel like some of these apps are not, you know, they're not very easy to do. And with the coloring page apps, I've noticed that there is no, I haven't seen any way that have any to where you can download your own coloring, digital coloring book, and then upload it into the app and utilize, you know, a brush and the color palette that the app might offer.
Okay, so let us break this down into, you know, several different feature sets on how this is going to work. So the first thing I understand is that, you know, when someone, let's try and paint a canvas in our heads together, right? First thing the user does when the app is completed and it's downloadable on the app stores is that they download the application for free from the app store. They can set up a free account using their Gmail ID, using their Apple ID, or simply the conventional username and password sign up. And then they can start using, you know, what they can do is that they have a repository whereby they can upload all the digital files that they have purchased over time and that are sitting on their phone. Now, that's one portion, the first piece of the application, right? When they get that far, then they have a list of all the digital files that they have purchased within this application. So it kind of serves as a storage and as a, you know, as a repository, like I mentioned, for all those files that they've purchased over time. And then, you know, the next step is going to be where they can access each of these files within a PDF viewer within this application. And then on top of that, as an overlay, they can start, you know, putting up sticky notes on it. They can put up their own, you know, they can put up a custom highlighter on, you know, anything that they'd like to highlight. Now, what else should they be able to do with this a PDF or with this digital file that they have uploaded to your application, apart from, you know, putting up sticky notes and, you know, color highlighters and whatnot? What else are you looking for them to be able to do on the application?
Well, I think the highlighter portion of it, maybe that would be where it would just be expanded so that it could be a coloring option as well. So let's say that they have, you know, a PDF color book that they uploaded and it's sitting in the repository, then they'd be able to pull that in and they could place sticky notes on top of it, of course, or the highlighters would actually work as coloring. So that would be, you know, potentially how they would color it. Now, can they save that colored file, you know, would be another option to be able to save that instead of it just erasing and going away.
And then kind of come back to it and pick up from where they left off, right?
Right.
Right. Now, Rachel, the only problem with that or the only challenge I see with that idea is that these are two you know, two norths and souths, right? These are two different directions. One, with the sticky notes, right? That's usually done by adults, but at least, you know, teenagers and onwards, right? While the coloring book
right. Feature
you're talking about, that's usually used by kids, right? It's used by people under, let's say, 18 or under 16. And when we talk about, you know, a mobile application, how at least we recommend you launch your first application is that you do it in phases, right? And the first phase is called the MVP, which is the minimum viable product, the MVP, whereby you have the first core set of features that you'd like to, you know, position your app as, right? So if it's going to be a repository for all the digital products that someone purchases online and then be able to read the books and be able to highlight and be able to put the sticky notes and be able to, you know, add, you know, those chits in there or keep a bookmark in there, that's one way, that's one direction of the application, right? However, when you talk about the coloring book and everything, that would change your, that would not allow you to stick to one kind of target audience. And with an MVP, with the first phase of the application, it's very important to make sure you have one set of, you know, users that you're looking to target, and not everyone.
Well, it would be though, because the journal part of it, I mean, that's like the planner journal, and then that in itself has different pages inside of it that are just adult coloring, you know, like a Mandela. Like, let's say that you have a motivational planner journal, and you have your calendar in there, you have your daily tasks, but then you also have a Mandela, you know, coloring page, and then next to it you have your meditation that you did around that, or whatever the case may be. So it's more geared to, I guess, journaling then and scrapbooking, all in all, I suppose, than it would be as just a repository. But I do want them to be able to upload their own, you know, calendar pages or journal pages or sticky stickers or whatever that they can add to all that. But at the same time, I want them to be able to utilize, like, the highlighter feature and to be able to maybe expand on that highlighter feature so that they could use it to color on top of, you know, a PDF file or something of that nature.
Right. Now, that's starting to make better sense. And what I love about the idea is that there's so much that you can do about it. I mean, you know, when you talk about stickers, for example, people can create their custom stickers, or we can give them, you know, a few or, say, let's say 100 different stickers within the application. For example, someone's reading a productivity application, and they want to have a sticker for, let's say, something that says daily reminder, right? Just a sticker, like a small clip art animation that says daily reminder with a, you know, sparks and everything. They could place that everywhere, you know, they would like to highlight, or they would like to keep a record of when they come back on a second day to the same download, right? Now, that said, I mean, there's so much that this is just an example of what could be done. Now, with what you're talking about with the coloring book, and I think you mentioned this correctly, that, you know, with the highlighter, that could be extended to pens and could be extended to different colors, you know, that you could change the pen to. And you could also have, like, a crayon kind of an effect as well, whereby you could use the crayons, or you could use, more like a thicker, more like a cut a pointer that you could have as a tool as well. So we could create them as tools, and we can place them as all the different options when someone opens a digital download in a PDF reader.
Right, and I think that I would want it to be probably PDF and PNG based, so that way, you know, someone, just like with the notes, somebody could sell like the downloadable PDF journal, meditative journal, color page, whatever they wanted, they could sell that, and then they could also sell the stickers separately. So it would in a way, it would act a lot like GoodNotes and some of the other planners that are out there, but it would just incorporate more features than what those do. It would act more as a journaling tool than a planner tool, with the option of expanding, you know, a little bit of artistic and creativity so that you could have more brush strokes, more color palette, you know, maybe even blank canvases. There probably are similar tools out there like this, but I'm just trying to find a way to capture the market. People make a lot of money selling the digital files and the digital stickers and even the digital planners. I mean, people are making a lot of money doing that. And so the apps that are out there, to me, feel a little bit limited. I think if there was an app that had a way to expand, you know, all of that was available for those different types of digital files that people are selling, that it would be popular. And I want something to where people can sell digital files and make money, and then somebody also can use this and benefit from it, such as a journal and a planner and you know, a reader as well would be great to have incorporated in there. I would love to be able to do to where it could download a PDF book and have it speech to text to where it could be, you know, read as an audio file. And there probably are different apps out there that do this, but I don't know if they do it all in one.
Well, I've not come across an application so far, and I work in the app industry, so you could take that as a first-hand feedback that there is no application out there that I've used this far that does everything, you know, the way we're speaking about it right now. And personally speaking, I love the idea, I'll be honest with you, and, you know, of course, I think with this idea, since there's so many possibilities, what we could do is, you know, once we work together and we get you on board, we have this post-onboarding discovery session, right, and whereby we can have our team come together as well, and maybe they have a lot of ideas. For example, the sticker idea that we discussed, whereby people can have custom stickers, or they can even create custom stickers, and they can place within these digital downloads, and they could save them for future use. You know, there's so much that could be done. They could probably attach an audio file to it, or if they want to, you know, create like a memory within it. You know, memory keeping is also, a good big portion of journaling, right? And then a lot of people do writing rather than reading. So we need to make sure when we're going into journaling, and we want to make sure it's a utility application, a productivity application that is not targeted at, let's say, corporate consumers, and not targeted at, let's say, kids, then we want to make sure it does have all the gist of a productivity application, right? So it should be able to...
I like that.
Right? It should be...
I like that word. Yeah. Right. I didn't even think about that. It's a productivity application. I love that. That's perfect. Yes.
Right. That's actually, you know, on the app stores, it's going to be called a utility application because they give you a limited close-ended categories to, you know, kind of position the application in. And I think it's going to go live in the utility category, which is not as competitive as the other categories out there, by the way. So if we make let's say we make an amazing application and we do the right kind of, word of mouth with getting the first traction of it, who knows, it might even, you know, get some good notability on the app stores as well. We have had this application in the financial sector that was amongst the top 10 applications in 2022, rated by the Apple's editors, who kind of create a curated list of applications that go live every year, and then they, you know, generate a list of 10 top applications and then 100 top applications. Who knows, if this application becomes really good, and it comes out to be as good as we are thinking of it right now, which, of course, is our thing to do, it might be, you know, considered by Apple and Google for their, you know, yearly ranking as well.
That would be awesome. And I was just thinking it would be really great to incorporate a social connection feature inside of there to where people can, you know, just somehow it pulls in their chat or something. So let's say that they're in their journal and they want to create an invitation, you know, to an event, to a birthday party, because it's a planner journal, so maybe it keeps track of all the birthdays. And they've got a birthday coming up, and all of a sudden they can just get into their journal and they can go to Itsy, download some invitations for their journal, and then send all that out through their journal to their social media, you know, through via their chat and their text messaging. And then they've got that, you know, everybody gets in their chat box, and in their text box they get this beautiful little invitation that they've created in their little tool, you know.
Well, definitely, why not? And it's actually simpler than, than it sounds. You know, there can be a send to feature whereby, you know, you could send out, let's say you know, just going by the example you gave about the invitation card for an upcoming birthday, they could download that as a digital file. They can make some edits to it. They can probably place their caricature or something that they could cut out from another picture that they have stored on their phone. And then, you know, all that together, when they, you know, they could send that to on WhatsApp, or they could even send that on Facebook, to Instagram, to you know, to the friends that they would like to send it out to. So all that is doable. They could download it on their phone. They could even send it to a printer, you know, send it out for printing. So all of these three, four options, all that is doable. So I think there's now three portions of the application in sequence. One is where you can create a repository of all the different files you've downloaded on your phone, right? And then is what you can do with those files within the application, within the journal application that we're talking about. So, you know, viewing it in a PDF and a PNG reader, being able to place custom stickers on it, being able to place sticky notes on it, being able to write, you know, a separate page that is kind of linked to a particular line or a particular paragraph, being able to, you know, attach a voice note to it, right? Like, for example, you want to attach a voice note that a friend sent to you on WhatsApp, and you want to attach it to one of the lines, one of the sentences that you're reading in the PDF book within the application. You could do that as well. And then comes the third part, whereby what do you do when you have this edited version of your digital download? For example, you place a sticker on it, or you have created an invitation card that you downloaded from Etsy and customize it with your caricature and everything. Now you want to send it out, or you want to download it on your you know, your phone, or you want to print it out to create hard copies out of it. And all of that is going to be doable within the application. Apart from that, of course, is, you know, the miscellaneous things, which is, you know, the sign up and the login, right? That is going to be there as well. There has to be a subscription freemium feature, like you mentioned, so we'd have to think through that as well, but that is going to be one of the feature sets too, whereby people can use the application for free, but then at some point, and then, you know, over time, at certain set intervals, they get reminders for upgrading the application, so that, you know, that way you can make a you know, a fixed stream of income as well, because at the end of the day you will want to sustain the application financially as well to be able to take it to the next step, right? And the customers would have a frequent reminder that they have a better option or they have an upgraded application available. So that is going to be managed within the application as well. A third thing would be a admin panel that is going to be connected to the back end of the application, whereby you, as the owner and the moderator of the application, will be able to moderate users on the app, be able to do other miscellaneous things to make sure the app remains spam-free and, you know, it stays in the right direction, right? So, you know, enabling and disabling users, looking at their, you know, subscription plan, whether how many people are on the free plan, whether how many people have upgraded, sending out reminders for upgrade to, you know, the free users, and, you know, collecting feedback, 5-star ratings, collecting any kind of feedback they have. So there's going to be a small web-based admin panel as well that is going to help you moderate and administer the platform to make sure it is set in the right direction.
Okay. No, I mean, all sounds really great. I just don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be very costly, so I would have to figure out probably, I think my best idea might be to just start doing some wireframes and coming up with a written proposal on what all this would be so that I can take that, you know, and potentially get a few investors.
I mean, frankly speaking, that's all that an app development company does for you, right? So wireframing, putting down a scope document, if you have to reach out to investors, you know, putting in a pitch deck for investor reach out, all that is done by an app development company. Now, there's two different kinds of clients that I deal with every day, right, Rachel, broadly? So one of them is, individuals like yourself with big aspirations, big ideas, but they're kind of nervous on how much it is essentially going to cost them, you know, out of their pocket. And then there's an enterprise client, backed by a company, has a good funding, knows what they want, and just wants to get it done, and price is not a problem. They just want to get it done as sooner than later, right? Now, with you in mind, Rachel, I'd rather ask you, what kind of budget are you working with that you'd like to keep this within starting out? I mean, at least for the first phase, that includes the design, development, deployment, getting the first phase of the application out. What kind of budget have you set apart, or can you set apart within the next 6 months to have this application up and running for the first phase?
You know, I really have no idea. Just kind of, I was looking into applications, and I'm just like, there has to be something that can do the things that I'm thinking about, mm-hmm. and be able to offer what a few of these other apps are offering. I mean, I looked on Code Canyon as well to just be like, okay, could I do this and modify this and put this out there? But I just don't have the skills to be able to do it. So that's why I called.
All right. I mean, I'm hoping that I'm being helpful here, and at least I'll give you some numbers, some ballparks for you to be able to, you know, kind of make up your mind. You've not done any kind of shopping around. You've not spoken to other app development companies. Nothing like researching on the price online. So no idea at all.
No idea at all. You guys are the first ones I called, just because I was looking at ways to, you know, put something together on my own and just be able to, like, well, I could just do the coloring book portion and then sell, you know, the downloadable files on Etsy, and then I can sell these journal downloadable files on Etsy and the sticker sheets and all of that. I can sell all that on Etsy. But I was like, but there is no tool that does everything that I would like to do.
That's exactly why you're building this application. I mean, if there was a tool, then you wouldn't be doing it, right?
Right, exactly. So that's why I was like, so that's why, you know, and then I ran across you guys, and I'm like, well, let me just call and see what they would charge to do an application versus me, you know, looking at some of these Code Canyons and other places where I could try to piece it together myself.
I appreciate that. So, okay, without taking you any further with, you know, the suspense, let me break this to you. So whatever we've discussed so far with the two interfaces, one for your, one for the consumers of the application, the other one for you, the admin, like we discussed it, both on Android and iOS, with all the features discussed and a couple more that probably my team can come up with, the custom stickers, the custom highlighters, and, you know, making the app as creative as possible, we're looking at somewhere about $50,000 in total as a one-time fee for, you know, right from start until the finish line to the point where the app goes live on the app stores. However, Rachel, before you hang up the phone on me, I'd like to break this on you that this is one way of doing an application, right? There is another way whereby you decide what kind of budget you can invest into it, where you get a dedicated team of experts doing it for you. You just have to collaborate with them in the sense that, you know, if there is something that you can put together, like a wireframe to help them understand for inspiration, that is best. But otherwise, everything will be done as work for hire for you with your dedicated team. And then you decide what kind of budget you want to do this within. And given upon, you know, based upon that budget, let's say you tell me you want to get this done, you want to get the first phase live within $25,000, for example, and that is all that you can arrange to get the application live before you get some investors on board and before you take it to the next step. What we'll do is we'll put together a plan for $25,000, and we'll tell you, Rachel, this is what we can do within this budget, and these are a couple features that we may have to leave out for the second phase, whereby we come back to you know, the drawing board and we put together more features and we launch a second phase of the application. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Yep. I like it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to think about this a little bit. and look at some wireframe ideas, because I just feel like there's so much potential in the marketplace. There's a couple apps that are really good. Everybody on the Apple is using GoodNotes. And then, you know, on the Android, I think they're using, like, OneNote. And so, honestly, and then that doesn't even include, you know, more of the journal style that I'm looking into. That would be a completely separate app. Or the more coloring, artistic style apps that, you know, adults might use, scrapbooking type of apps. Those are all separate apps. I really want it to be all kind of encompassing into one. So, and then I want that to be able to have to where people can upload their own journal pages, their own coloring pages, their own scrapbook pages, their own scrapbook stickers, their own scrapbooks, you know, so they'd be basically able to upload these PDF files that they create or they download from someone who created them on Etsy or Creative Fabrica or one of those other, you know, iStock photos, whatever, wherever. And then, you know, they upload it to this application so that they can then utilize all the different features within the app itself.
Well, the idea itself is great. I can tell you that. You know, like I said, there is, you know, we study application concepts. We study ideas on a daily basis. That's exactly what I do for Bread and Butter, right? So I can tell you for a fact that the idea has a lot of potential. It will have a time-to-market factor involved as well, whereby, you know, you need to decide how soon you would want to go live with this, because it's an ever-evolving industry, right? I mean, there are other journal applications coming up as well. There are applications out there in the market as well. And in order for you to be able to grab on this opportunity that you're sitting on, you need to make sure, you know, you don't spend the next 3 years just planning the application. You know what I'm saying? Right? So you have to decide what your next steps in terms of execution are going to be. But apart from that, I think I do get the gist of it that, you know, it has to be a creative application and not a monotonous, boring application similar to, I'd say even OneNote is pretty monotonous in the looks of it. Although it is built by, you know, Microsoft, and one of the top companies in the world, but they've not done much to make it aesthetically pleasing and for people to use it from a creative standpoint. It's more used for corporate purposes. People use it on a, you know, they use it for on their job and for to keep their work, you know, work schedules together. But otherwise, the kind of app that you're looking for, a productivity application, a utility application, that I don't see an application that coming close to, you know, the kind of idea you have and the, you know, the target audience you want to target with creating something that is colorful and creative altogether.
Yeah, there is nothing on the market that I know of that incorporates all of those things in one app and makes it easy. And I think if there were an app on the market that could compete with OneNote and GoodNote, only have more journaling, scrapbooking, and artistic opportunities available inside of it, along with the fact that it could, you know, people could download files and upload those files, you know, that they either create or that they purchase from other creators, that's where the app is going to get really popular. Because if people have a way to create things for the app and the app is popular and they can sell downloadable files that people can then upload into the app, that's where people are going to start really wanting this app, because then you've got all your creators promoting the app for you, because it's like, oh, download my scrapbook journal and upload it into your app. It will work with that. Download my separate little sticker sheet. You know, I created this journal, and I created all these stickers or all these things. Or download my coloring pages and upload it into your app. Or download my, you know, ebook and upload it into your app, and it will read to you. or read to your child, or whatever you want it to do. So, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, there's so many possibilities with it. And, you know, when we get to sit together on it, and we have more than a couple minds thinking through this, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more ideas, more different features coming up that we definitely want to include within the application as well. And that way we'd already be starting to prepare for a second phase while we're still working within the first phase and, you know, working to get the application out there and starting some, you know, building some traction towards it. So how do you suggest we recircle from here, Rachel? I think we're pretty much on the same page. I'm not too sure if the numbers that I gave you, if those are very much doable or not. What do you suggest we do from here? I mean,
For right now, I think I'm gonna have to. I think I'm gonna have to do a little bit more research because I basically, like I said, I just called you out of the fact that I was trying to see if there was something out there that I could piece together.
Yeah.
So basically, I want to do a little bit more research, and then if this pans out, you know, I will definitely contact you guys back. It's probably going to be a month, though. I'm going to have to research this for a little bit, and then also see if it's feasible for, you know, as far as the investment that it would be.
Talking about the investment, by the way, I mean, do you plan to invest the first a bit of it yourself, or would you need the investor for the first phase as well?
Oh, I definitely will have an investor.
Oh, you will. And do you have someone shortlisted? I mean, do you have any connections that you're already in contact with about this idea, or would you like us to help with something along the lines?
Yeah, I don't have any connections on this idea. I have past connections on some other ideas that I've had, but I just haven't, you know, I have not went back to the drawing board. It's been 20,000. It was 2010 last time I actually got investors interested in a project I was working on at that point. But this is, you know, this is just a brand new idea, basically.
Okay, but you do have experience with raising funding and being able to, you know, pitch ideas to potential investors. So you're already well versed with
that. Oh, yes. I pitched an idea to Google Ventures, so yes, I do.
All right, so who better than yourself to do it? I mean, usually what we do from here, Rachel, is that when we understand your idea, when we have had this verbal discussion, when we finally feel that we've got a hang of it, we usually, you know, get back together internally and we prepare a proposal document that is going to scope down each of the features of the project and then the tech stack and then the exact costs and the exact timeline and everything. But I think it may be a little too early in this case to kind of document everything, because I think you still want to do some research at your end before we get involved in this. So I think you mentioned that it would still be a month before you'd like to recircle on this and before you'd like to take this forward with us, right?
Right. Yeah, I do. What I would like to do is I would like to probably just make a good list of the competitive apps, and then look at the features within inside of those, and at least put that together, and then why this app would be, you know, better, and would be something sellable in the marketplace, and, you know, the potential income of the app itself. I would like to look at some of those things. So I think a good month, it's gonna at least be that.
Right, yeah, that sounds fair. I mean, we could be together with you on this as well, but if you want to do it yourself first before you involve us, that is perfectly fine. A third name that I can give you with similar applications that are doing well, this one's called Evernote. This is, this one I've used personally. I like it better than OneNote and the good notes as well. So Evernote is the third name you could look at. But my only suggestion to you before you start this research, Rachel, on a personal level, is not to try and have all the features that these apps have, you know, sparsely you know, with one application and then, you know, another application, and then put together that as one application, because that is just going to be costly. It's going to take a lot of time, and that just negates the idea of creating an MVP to test the waters first, right? What you should be focusing on is to make the app unique in nature and have what these applications don't offer, right? Just to give you some direction on how I feel, you know, the app can be put together in terms of the features that you should have, and, you know, not try and build it accumulation of all the apps that are available, but, you know, they don't offer everything in one place.
Oh, yep, I totally, yeah, I don't, I mean, it has to be simple and functional, especially for, I think that's part of the thing. I think that some of these apps could probably be more popular in the marketplace, but some of them are just a little bit too in-depth. They have way too many features, and it confuses people, and they're just like, I don't have time for that. So that's where, you know, I'm also trying to think of something like, yeah, I like all of these different apps, but they have a lot of features in there. Same with the, I actually really like the coloring page app. They're simple. You just, you have a coloring page and you color it, you know? And so I really want to have an app that's super simple, but still has a lot of features, you know, that some of these other things have in it. It's hard to explain, I guess. Yeah.
Right, yeah, I mean, when you start taking this down, you know, when you start scribbling this together, I think it's going to start making better sense. But anyway, so Rachel, I hope I was helpful today in helping you with at least some part of it, and then I'll stay connected with you, and I'll you know, try and keep tabs on, you know, how far are you with this, researching this. And like you said, I think we'll try and shoot for sometime around the next month, if you'd like to, you know, to pick up on this and kind of actually put this in a formal direction. And then apart from that, you know, once we get off the call, since I have your email now, I'll also send you our company profile. I can send you a optional NDA as well, so the next time we meet, we have an NDA in place, if you'd like that. And is there anything else that you like from my side, you know, that I could put together in an email for you before we shoot for the next, you know, for the next month, for the next meeting?
No, I didn't know you guys had an office in Illinois.
Well, are you in Illinois as well?
I am. I'm 4 hours south of Chicago, so yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, so we're based in Morton Grove. That's not where I am located. We actually have two offices all over the USA. We have one in New York, a second one in California, where I'm sitting at, and then we have a third one, which is kind of our headquarters now at Morton Grove. I think it should be about a couple-hour drive for you, is it?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours. Uh-huh.
About 4 hours, okay. Well, I mean, you could come down to the office as well whenever we, you know, we decide to work together. You'd like to sign the papers and, you know, formally kick this off. You're more than welcome to visit the office as well. I'll be at the office sometime, you know, I'll be at the Chicago office sometime after 2 months as well. And that probably is the kind of time where we'd be, you know, coming closer to a formal agreement. So we could definitely have a, you know, we could have definitely sit together and have a coffee and, you know, we could meet the team as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, no, this, I mean, honestly, it's just kind of this, I mean, I was looking at, okay, what could I put together myself to do this, and then I came across you guys and just gave you a call, so, but it definitely seems like, I just feel like there's opportunity in the marketplace with this, so I'm going to have to look into it, because I definitely think it could be something that could be, you know, a profitable venture.
Of course, I totally agree with you on this. And in fact, we could even help you. I mean, if you'd like to, you know, since you understand how fundraising works and how, you know, external, you know, funded startups actually work with your professional experience, Rachel, we can also help you with more like a clickable prototype, whereby, you know, we discover, design, and then, you know, create a prototype for you that you can, you know, use along with a pitch deck and a presentation to reach out to investors if you would not like to fund the whole application or the first phase of the, you know, the complete application yourself from your own, shoestring finances. I mean, if you want to go that direction, then we do offer prototyping services as well. And that probably is going to be about 25% cost, you know, in terms of cost, it's going to be about 25% of what the actual application is going to cost you.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Right, so that's one option you could consider.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to do a little bit of research and then recontact you guys probably, I don't know, I would say a month.
Right, yeah, I'll keep you on my calendar, so I'll give you a call sometime the next month anyway. Just a random call out of the blue to check whether I'll be progressing with the research. And then if you'd like to make more progress with us by that time, we can pick up things from there and we can go from there. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, Rachel, so that's it. I'll let you go for now unless you have anything else for me that I could help you with right this moment.
No, that's perfect. I really appreciate the conversation.
Well, that's my pleasure. So just keep an eye out of, you know, on your email. I'll send you an email with the company profile and everything, and that way we'd be better connected by emails as well. And that said, I'll let you go for now. You have a good one, and I hope to talk to you soon again, right?
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.